Next, basking sharks. Trinity College has tracked some of these massive creatures off the coast of Kerry to see how they respond to collisions with boats. And the thing about this research is that they've done it using shark Fitbits. Nick Payne, Assistant Professor at Trinity School of Natural Science, is here to tell us more. Professor, first, tell us about these shark Fitbits.
How's it going, Keane? Good morning. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, this project, actually, we were putting these devices, so these are a reasonably fancy electronic device that measures video for starters. So we have really nice images, 4K video of what the animal sees. And it also, these Fitbits record almost anything you can imagine about the movement of the animal. So we can work out how fast they're swimming, what angles they're swimming on, what direction they're traveling. They're amazing devices.
And what's the shark equivalent to steps on this Fitbit?
Right. Yeah, well, we can work that out. We can work out how often, how frequently it beats its tail. Yeah, very much like a pedometer. Yeah, and it's interesting because we've been putting these devices on basking sharks down in Kerry for the past few seasons, the past few years, but primarily to learn about their natural behaviour and how they feed. And it was really just an incidental incident that happened just this April, where one of these poor basking sharks got nailed by a boat, unfortunately.
It collided with the boat. But how do you get these the equipment onto such a big creature? I mean, I've seen them. They're filter feeders. They come to the surface and they're just massive. How do you get them on?
Yeah, with difficulty, Ken. It's not straightforward. I mean, this field of implementing devices like this on these kind of animals has been developed for the past couple of decades, like from some of my colleagues throughout the world. So we've been at it for a while, but it is quite difficult. I mean, for us, a primary consideration is we want to make sure that we're not harming the animal, you know, or causing damage to it. So for basking sharks, what we do is we wait till they're feeding up at the surface, like you mentioned, and then we slowly and carefully drive our research vessel next to the animal, and then we stick a little probe under the skin. Okay. Is how we do it. So we don't actually capture the animal or handle it or anything like that.
Well, let's talk about what you found out, because you were saying you fitted one basking shark and 6 hours later they hit a boat. What happened at that point? Did it stay at the surface?
No, it's quite grim viewing, actually, watching the video back that was on the animal, because we recorded approximately 4 or 5 hours of video before the animal was hit by the boat, and then about 6 or 7 hours after that incident. And the change in behaviour of the animal was dramatic. So before the boat collided with it, the animal was up feeding at the surface almost constantly for about 4 hours, which is what they normally do when the conditions are right for them, as it was that day. But then as soon as it was hit by the boat, it tumbled in the water. It swam very quickly down about 40 metres deep, and it didn't then resume feeding for the rest of the day. So it was a very drastic change in behaviour. Now, we don't know. The device was pre-planned to pop off the animal about 6 hours after the boat collision. Naturally, it was planned to come off anyway. So we don't know the ultimate fate of that animal, but we certainly could see that it was quite a drastic impact on its natural behaviour.
Finally, a report this morning shows that sharks off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine. The scientists behind the research believe the cocaine is making its way into waters via illegal labs and untreated human waste. How concerning is that?
Yeah, that's an interesting report, isn't it? It's a bit hard to know. I mean, I think they've found the substance in the tissues of the animal, but they haven't yet looked into what the potential impacts might be on the physiology and health of the animals. So I think that's the next step. But it certainly is an important finding, I think, because it helps highlight some of the issues that coastal marine animals face just from the types of pollutants that we often inadvertently dump in there. So I think the next step is going to be to do some more research to learn the total impacts of those kind of things on the animals.
Nick Payne, Assistant Professor at Trinity School of Natural Science. Thanks for joining us this morning.